We have you, and we are now joined by tonight's race winner, the winner of the second consecutive Grandfather Clock. That's Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 19 Sirius XM Toyota Racing. Boy, how, I mean, you know, going into last season, short tracks weren't your thing, but now you are a short track guy through and through. Walk us through this short track win tonight.
Well, I mean, you know, I grew up on short tracks, and that's what got me to where I'm at. And you know, won all short tracks in the Busch Series, and then went to the Cup Series and couldn't do anything on them. So it's just been a learning process, you know, to figure them out. These tracks are really tough, and you know, I think for our team, you know, the last 5 years or so, really just continuing to work on the little things that it takes to get around these places, and you know, continuing to work on those things. So. Yeah, it's been really good for us, and you know, really excited, obviously, to get our first win of the season.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor up for questions. We're going to start with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead with your question, Jacob.
Thanks, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You referenced really quickly James in Victory Lane, and I know this being his first win, that was important. A lot's been made, I think, of the fact that he really studied and was a student of Cole's when Cole was on top of the pit box with you. How much is his style similar to or different than what you had with Cole? And do you feel like, you know, some of those teachings maybe that he picked up while Cole was there helped make that transition easier for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think it's honestly, he's really similar to Cole. I think that, you know, they've been together for so long. They go back a long time ago to, you know, working together at race teams years ago before either one of them were crew chiefs. They were engineers. So they've been close for a long time and have similar styles and personalities as well. So, yeah, I think, you know, for me, my relationship with James and the way we interact has been real similar to how I had relationship with Cole, and that's because we've all worked together before, and that's really made the transition easy for me, and it's made me easily have confidence in his abilities and what he can do. And you know, definitely nice to get his first win, because you know, everybody's been asking when it's going to happen, and you know, Cole leaving his big shoes to fill, there's no question. But you know, he's been doing a really, really good job. He's been really making smart decisions. He's prepared. He's a great leader. Our guys really look up to him. And you know, I feel like he hasn't missed anything. I feel like he's done an awesome job. So, one little hiccup tonight on the pitting situation, but other than that, it's been pretty smooth sailing. So proud of him to get that first one out of the way, and you know, just to have that confidence of, you know, he knows he can do it now, and now we just hopefully can just keep that momentum going.
And in regards to this race tonight, you've won in the daytime at Martinsville. Now you've won the first night race. Strategically or from a feel standpoint, did the night race tonight play out differently than you feel like a regular day race would? Were there any major differences that you felt?
Not really. You know, I think the biggest difference was the tire that they brought here. It was, you know, definitely wore out a lot more, and the pace – throughout each run, the tire wear and the pace fall off was a lot more than what it was in the fall here. So I think that was the biggest factor. You know, I didn't really notice the track changing just a whole lot throughout the race. I thought it changed more just as it took rubber early on, and then kind of settled in like it normally does. So, you know, temperatures were pretty hot here this evening. And, you know, usually when we race here, it's pretty cool. So that might made a difference as well, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Zach Sterniello. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
Martin, correct me if I'm misremembering here, but first stage did look like you guys were off a little bit. I know a lot of guys who ended up at the front of this field with the 12 and the 2.
I know we finished fourth in the first stage.
Gotcha, okay. Do you feel like practice would have made a difference here tonight with, I guess, figuring out how the tire would wear?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think that with green racetrack, you're going to wear the tires out the first run no matter what. We wore the right front out pretty bad the first run. So, you know, maybe we wouldn't have done that. But, you know, as the race went on, we made some adjustments. The track rubbered in. That wasn't an issue anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, I think if the track was green from rain either way, it would have been that way. You know, but certainly having practice, there would have been rubber on the track, so that probably would have solved that issue for us.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead with your question, Lee.
Sorry about that. just kind of curious, what do you think it is about the short track thing? And also, with the confidence that you gained getting your first win here at Martinsville, sorry, I got to take the mask off. How when you come back in the fall, how much confidence is it going to give you once you guys come back to the racetrack that close to the playoffs?
A lot of confidence. You know, I think, you know, the last few trips here, we've had a lot of confidence. I think since, you know, really the last couple of years, we've just, you know, continued to refine our setup and what we've been doing. And, you know, I kind of found the rhythm that I need here. And you know, my guys have been giving me a car that drives the way I need it to be fast. So, you know, the short tracks, I think for us, it's just something that we've been working on consistently throughout the years. And, you know, a lot of these places, it's you can take kind of the same approach, the same thought process into your setup and taking it to these tracks. And we've just, you know, because our group has really been together for a while, for the most part, we've just been able to continue to work on the same things. And that's really been the key. So, you know, it started with Cole and we, you know, we just worked on what I needed to be fast, not what everybody else was doing. And we've continued that with James now, and hopefully continues to work for us.
And were you shocked not to see Denny or Kyle all night long?
I seen them both at times. I seen everybody at times. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I was surprised that they all struggled as much as they did. I don't know. You know, I don't know how different their setups were. Obviously they were pretty different, but we really worked off what we've been doing here leading up to this race, and you know, it worked for us tonight.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
Our next question is going to come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Thank you, Matt. Congratulations. So Martin on another
thank
win.
You.
Your thoughts on now winning six straight seasons, you know, a guy that used to struggle to win, now six straight years you've won.
Yeah, it's been cool. You know, I mean, obviously been fortunate to be around great people, and you know, it all started really at Furniture Row with Cole and Barney and with Jazzy and what we were able to put together there, and we just you know, continued to build on that. So you know, definitely feel fortunate to be with great teams and great people, and be able to show, you know, what I can do behind the wheel. And it's been awesome. So, you know, just sometimes you pinch yourself when you win these things, because you realize just how hard they are. And I wish I could enjoy this one a little bit more tonight with my team. You know, it's kind of weird to, you know, get out of the car, no fans, drive it to victory lane, a makeshift victory lane, take one picture by yourself with the car, and then you got to leave. So definitely, you know, missing having a few cold beverages with my boys tonight, but really just proud of them. And yeah, just feel blessed to be around a great group again.
I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but you broke a tie for, I think, 27th on the all-time win list, something like that, with Dale Jr., Fred Lorenzen. And you're starting to get into some pretty rare territory as far as the all-time win list. What do you think about that?
That's amazing. You know, I mean, so proud of that. I mean, you know, Dale actually, I think the last race I won, he texted me and said, "Hey, we're tied for wins now." So, that's really, really cool. I mean, you know, to be able to score more wins than him is amazing and surprising. But, you know, he's the reason I got into big time NASCAR racing. He's the one that hired me to move south, and, you know, still a great friend. I owe him a ton. And, I'll definitely have to mention that to him later on, but really, really cool to be able to win a lot of these races. It's special for sure.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Christian Audi. Go ahead with your question, Christian.
Martin, first and foremost, congratulations, bud. Going
Thanks.
From a track like this to Martinsville to Miami in such a quick turnaround, you guys, I mean, there's nothing new for you guys for this year, but what's it like specifically going from this one to Miami, where it's even going to be hot?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a hot one for sure. But, you know, I think you kind of forget about Martinsville and you look back at Atlanta, mostly, I would say, just because of those tracks are pretty similar. I think we'll, you know, we'll use, you know, similar approach to Miami that we did there. And we had a strong race at Atlanta. Felt like we had a shot at winning until we got too tight at the end. So I'm excited and optimistic about what we can do, excuse me, at Miami. And, you know, we were good there in the fall as well. We've been good there the last couple of seasons. So, you know, for me, it's just you change gears and you think about what you need to do there to drive the car fast and what it takes. And I think the biggest thing is for the team. You know, it's a lot of preparation and a short turnaround. And, you know, all the guys back at the shop are doing an amazing job of, you know, just busting their tails in tough situation with the way they, you know, can't really work around each other and things like that with this social distancing thing. They're doing a great job. You know, nothing's falling off the cars, which is something to be said about that. So really proud of them and, you know, happy to get them their first win of the year.
The next highest ranking Toyota from tonight didn't come in until 19th, and that was Kyle. You guys going to be having a little chat about that? And is there any bragging rights there between the manufacturers there?
You know, I don't know. We'll have our team meeting tomorrow, and I'm sure they'll all be, you know, trying to figure out what we had in our car, and you know, they'll be wanting to know, you know, why theirs was so different. I guess, you know, we worked really closely off of what we did here last year, just because it's, you know, it's kind of been a process for us to get to this point at this particular track. So I'm sure they'll all be looking at it for the fall race here.
Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks.
Our next question is going to come from Jim Utter. Go ahead with your question, Jim.
Congrats, Martin.
Thank you, Jim.
If, personally, if you felt you needed to get a win to kind of erase any doubts you may have had on the changes to your team this season, or were you fairly confident that eventually, you know, you guys were going to come together and make it and pick up kind of where you left off?
No, I mean, I've had a lot of confidence really all year long, Jim. I think if you look at, and I mentioned this, I think a few weeks ago, if you look back at the season we've had, we've been really strong. I feel like we've been the strongest Toyota week in and week out. And, you know, if you look at stage points, it shows that we've had a lot of issues. I think the first four races, we got tore up in all of them by somebody doing something dumb and crashing us. And then, you know, aside from Bristol where we got crashed again, we've been right there up front. So, felt like we've had a few chances at winning slip away here lately, but I feel like, you know, everybody's doing a great job. I've had confidence in James all year that we could continue what we've done. And, you know, I think this answer is a great question for him more than anything to himself. And, you know, I know he's had a lot of people saying things about, you know, can he fill Cole's shoes and is he going to be able to, you know, is our team going to be able to continue what we've been able to do in the past with him, and I feel 100% confident that we will, and I think he's doing a great job, and I'm really proud of him.
Our final question for Martin will come from Jason Brown. Go ahead with your question, Jason.
Matt, thank you. Martin, congratulations on the victory. You touched on the short week that you guys have. Obviously, you go into every race trying to win it. There's always pressure. But I am curious, now that there's a monkey off your new crew chief's back, monkey off this team's back about getting into victory lane, how can this help going into Miami on a short week? Does it take the pressure off, but I don't know any other way to say it.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly a little bit it does. You know, it's you know, it definitely, you know, relaxes you a bit. You know, I think going into last week, we're like, all right, we got to start getting some stage, some bonus points, you know. That's always important come playoff time. So we checked that off the list, and now to get our first win, locked in the playoffs, you know, get more bonus points. That's a step in the right direction. So I think for us, you know, we're always pushing hard. We're always pushing to win and to get as many bonus points and wins as we can get. But, you know, certainly it's easier to go to the racetrack once you're locked in and you have that win, you have that confidence, you have that momentum, and hopefully we can thrive from this and move forward and start winning more often.
Congrats again. I'll let everyone go home and get some sleep.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Take care, Martin. We'll see you in Homestead.
Yep. Thanks, Martin.
Time to drive. Thank you all. Appreciate it. Take care.